Georgia's seasonally adjusted jobless rate for July was 8.8%. The Georgia Department of Labor says that's up 0.3 of a point from June.
Well, this is obviously a disappointing report.
Dr. Jeffrey Humphreys is with the University of Georgia's Terry College of Business. He says cuts in the public sector played a major factor in this rise in unemployment.
At this stage of the business cycle, government should actually be adding jobs. The problem is spending got out of kilter with government's ability to raise revenue. In other words, over the last 3 years, really, state government has been trying to reconcile its ability to raise revenue with its spending and staffing levels.
While there were layoffs in the public sector, there were improvements in the private sector. Georgia Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says the state's construction industry added 4,000 jobs last month.
They're currently looking for more electricians, more carpenters, more masonry. It's very encouraging to see these jobs return back to Georgia.
Other fields seeing an increase in openings include leisure and hospitality, trade and transportation, and manufacturing. John Lawrence, WABE News.